insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا
And they do not come to you with an example except that we bring you the truth and the best explanation.
Brothers and sisters, we reached the 33rd verse of chapter Furqan. ولا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا And they shall not bring you any similitude, but we bring to you the truth and the best explanation. In the previous verses, the discussion was about the disbelievers' pretext. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً They said, why has not the Holy Quran been sent down upon the Holy Prophet all at once? But the Almighty Allah answered them and said, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ We revealed it this way so that we could strengthen your heart by it. Now, this verse, the 33rd one, addressing the Prophet ﷺ, is implying that whether the words of the opponents and oppressors and disbelievers are false, so Allah presents true words to the Prophet ﷺ, or their words are true, then Allah brings some better and more comprehensive words of the truth for the Prophet. So it says, وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ If they bring you any similitude, we bring you better. We bring you the truth. وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا And not just the truth, but the best explanation of it. And to put more emphasis on this answer, the Quran implies that they bring no similitude to you, or they mention no words to weaken your call, but Allah brings the truth against it, and better than their similitude as argument. So the verse says, وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَكَ بِالْحَقِّ This means the Holy Quran is a comprehensive book. This Quran answers all faults that are found with it by the opponents. The opponents apparently believe there are some faults in the Holy Quran in the process of revelation, but they're wrong. This Holy Quran answers them.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
This verse, dear listeners, is giving us one clear principle to be used when we are facing our opponents in our everyday lives. Back in the previous verses of this chapter, we saw that the Almighty Allah told the Prophet, sympathizing with him, that there have been other prophets and other good people who have had opponents and disbelievers bringing pretexts against them. But the Almighty Allah ordered the Prophet to be patient and to bring arguments against them. The prophets have always been struggling with the opponents, and the prophets have always treated them by means of reasonable argumentation. I mean, where in the history can you find a prophet defeating the oppressors and opponents at first by force? They first brought arguments and treated them with reason. This is how we must continue. This is how we must treat with our opponents. So at first, the first principle we must observe is that we must treat them by argumentation and reasonable argumentation. And one second principle, the words and complaints of the opponents must be answered with some better words and arguments. The verse says, وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ. They shall not bring you any similitude, but we bring you the truth. وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا, the verse adds. And the best explanation of it, if they bring a kind of tafsir or explanation, we bring you a better kind of explanation. So, O the Prophet, do not worry, because we are your support, since you are the one who are doing your mission, you are doing as we have told you, you are inviting people to monotheism, and I am the one who will support you. In the previous verses, the Almighty Allah said that we revealed the Quran to strengthen your heart, and now it is said that in addition to that, we will bring you the truth and better explanation of it. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.